In 1865, when the Tzemach Tzedek, the Einikel of the Baal HaTanya, was sitting at the Seder, and they came to Yachatz. So one of the Mesubim, when they were sitting at the Seder, took the middle matzah to break it, and he broke it into two halves, and then he was measuring it, because as the custom is that the larger half he put away for the Afikoyman. So as he was measuring to see which is the larger half, so the Tzemach Tzedek says, he says, a godel that needs to be measured, he says, a cotton is greater than him. So if you have to measure to see which is the godel, you know, you put the two matzahs, he says, a godel has to be very clearly recognizes the godel. If you have to measure a godel, he says, then the cotton is greater than him. It is stated that among the Hasidim of the Baal HaTanya, that there were a number of doctors. One of them was known as Rav Avrom Doctor. That was called Rav Avrom Doctor. That's the way they called him in Riga. And they used to send them the shirayim of the third matzah for Pesach. They used to send them shirayim of the third matzah from the Baal HaTanya, and also shirayim of the Karpas, and also shirayim of the Morer. And when the doctor would receive it, the shirayim, what he would do, he would grind it all together, the Karpas and the Morer and the matzah. And he would have it in powdered form, and whenever he would have a chayla, he would give him some of that. It always worked. So Amu Gemacht, that there was a very, very sick person, that there was a very big doctor, who realized that he can't do anything, and he was the biggest doctor there, and all the doctors were misyayish. So this Rav Avrom doctor heard about the situation, so he sends him some of his powder, some of this medicine that he has, to this great famous doctor. He never saw this powder before, doesn't know what this is. He smells it, looks at it, it doesn't seem to be any kind of a medicine that he's aware of. The Lamai said nothing else, tried everything else, so might as well try this. Efshadushalfen. Lamai says that he gave this this concoction, this whole mixture to this particular choyle, and the choyle is in Gibbon. It turned out that many, many years later, that after all of the malshinus and the libels against the Baal HaTanya, that he was imprisoned. So in Petterburg, where the judgment against the Baal HaTanya had taken place, so this particular doctor, this famous doctor, was very highly respected, was someone who came and to testify and to speak about behalf of the Baal HaTanya L'toivosoi, and it made a tremendous reshim. So you never know, many, many years earlier, of how things work out in the future. We go further here in the Tanya Perek Dalet, which basically is going to be six lines from the bottom of the first page in Perek Dalet, which begins, as we'll see, V'hine Shloisha Levushim Elu. Just to conclude, the idea that was formulated actually in the previous weeks that we were discussing, which is basically the theme that the Tanya raises in Perek Dalet about the Gimel Levushim, about the three Levushim that the Neshama, the three garments, which basically clothe the Neshama, and those are the Levushim that are created through Machshava, Dibra, Maisa in the Tayag Mitzvahs. So all the mitzvahs that a person performs by Machshava, all the mitzvahs that he performs by Dibra, all the mitzvahs that he performs by Maisa, each of those create Levushim for the Neshama. And it was pointed out already that how important it is for each and every to try to be Mekayim as much as possible, that which is biyodoy of all the Tariyag mitzvahs. And it was also pointed out because each and every mitzvah corresponds to a different aver in the human body. And also the Nisham itself also has Ramach Evorim and Shesor Gidin, in the same way that we have in the physical sense, we also have in the spiritual sense. So each mitzvah provides chiyus and gives the Kreira chiyus not only for the Evarim and the Neshama, but also for the Evarim and the Guf. And in an event where a particular mitzvah was not Mekuyim, so the corresponding Ever remains to be deficient without Chiyus. That's what we pointed out, that the Moranayim mentioned that Chazal say that Rishoyim B'chayim Kruyim Mesim. The idea is because since they don't do enough mitzvahs, therefore many of the Ivarim in their body, many of the Ivarim in their neshama, remain devoid of any chiyus, because it is the mitzvahs that provide the chiyus for the Ivarim of the guf and for the Ivarim of the neshama. And as a matter of fact, it's pointed out in the Sfar Makdoshim that those mitzvahs that were not performed, those mitzvahs not performed during the lifetime of a person, due to his own fault, we're talking about, Memela, Bishas Tchias Amesim, when this person will get up eventually Tchias Amesim, he will not get up, many Sfarim write, in Eivorim Shalemim, but rather many of his Eivorim will be deficient, and as a result he would have to come down again. That's what's mentioned, that's the Siba, that prior to all of this, before Tchias Amesim, and Hashem is Megulgul again, in order to be Misakin all of the Eivorim, that a person was not misakin in the previous life, that if he has to come down again in the Yonim of Gilgul. Now I just want to mention, which is an important nekuda, that those particular mitzvahs which a person is not able to be mekayim b'maisa because they are circumstantial, as we mentioned last week, for example like pidyon haben and so on and so forth, can only be mekayim pidyon haben if you have the firstborn, you have the ben, and so on. Those mitzvahs that poshet it's not shach to be mekayim because it's totally in certain sibas and certain circumstances. So b'zman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim, this is for Magdoshim, right, was also shaykh for a person at least to be mekayim. We mentioned at least the machshava v'dibur, at least that much he should try to do, and we pointed out from the Sfar Makdoshim, if a person does his utmost at least with machshava and dibur, which is shaykh for him to do, so mel the chelik that he can't do is not held against him. But Lamai said the Sfarim write very interesting, and that's in the kudas we're going to bring also on the sheet, that even those mitzvahs that a person cannot do b'poil b'maisa because it's not shaykh by him, like pidyon haben, it does not mean that he's mufke from that mitzvah, because certainly he can serve as to aid and assist other people who are in the parish of the mitzvah to be mishtatev in the suda of the pidyon haben, and to help out in various situations, to be at least a misayeya, to help someone and assist someone who is capable. So since you are doing your chelik as much as possible, at least to be misayeya, that will serve as the chelik amaisa. That will serve as the chelik ha-maisa, even though you cannot actually do it b'poil. So going to sue the pidyon haben, or maybe helping out a father who is mekayim the mitzvah, to do it behidur, to do it with a greater hidur. So all of the assistance and all of the chelik that we have, even if somebody else who's actually doing the mitzvah, that also stands for the person in good stead, even though he's not able to do the mitzvah mamish b'poil himself. Another thing that was mentioned, another eitzah, of how it's shaykh for a person to have a chelik in all the tarik mitzvahs, which he mentions also because of the inyan be'achdus. We mentioned it then from the Yismach Moshe, and possibly that's what Rabbi Kiva says, v'haftal re'acho k'moicha ze'klal godl b'teire, which simply means it's a choshev principle in the Torah. It means much more than that. The Mepharshim say what it means is that klal godl b'teire, in order to be mekayim all the mitzvahs ha'teireh. V'haftal re'acho k'moicha, because I alone, in isolation, am not able to be mekayim all the tarik mitzvahs. Many of the mitzvahs are not shaykh to me. I may not be a Kohen. Certain mitzvahs only apply to a Levi. Certain mitzvahs apply only in Eretz Yisrael, and so on and so forth. But in the fact, if I am be'agdus with the rest of Klal Yisrael, pointed out the Yismach Moshe, so memele v'haftal re'acho kamoicha, zeh klal godol b'toyer, this is an eitzah being mekayim all the mitzvahs of the Torah. What's an interesting thing is that, as we'll see soon on the sheet from the Mor v'shemesh, which actually brings this down, the Mor v'shemesh, in addition to the Yismach Moshe that we brought down, but b'emes there's also another nekuda, which is very interesting, and that is that we have mitzvahs. We have particular mitzvahs that a yid is shayach taket to be mekayim. That a yid is shayach taket to be mekayim in the way, for example, through mitzvah sukkah. Mitzvah sukkah, for example, happens to be a mitzvah. Or let's start first with mitzvah tzitzis. Mitzvah tzitzis happens to be a mitzvah, which basically it clothes the entire body of a person, or roiv gufah of a person. And tzitzis is considered begematria taryag, which means that mitzvah tzitzis has this gula of all the taryag mitzvahs. It is linked to all the taryag mitzvahs. So as a result, when a person wears tzitzis, memela, it's the entire guf basically receives the chius, the schus of the mitzvah of tzitzis. And mitzvah tzitzis is actually, it's melabish. Mitzvah tzitzis actually is melabish all of the taryagi varim of the nefesh of the person. And that's why mitzvah tzitzis in the mekubalim is called the oir hamakif, because it surrounds the body. It's a malbush, which is put on the body of the person. So it's an oira makiv. All the oiras of the mitzvah, it surrounds the person. And that's why Chazal also say by tzitzis, it's shekula is keneged kol hamitzvahs kulam. Many mitzvahs have this particular distinction that they not only represent themselves, but basically they are shekula keneged kol hamitzvahs. There's a number of mitzvahs like that. Mitzvah sukkahs, we'll soon see. But also mitzvah tzitzis has that zegulah, that it's keneged kol hamitzvahs kulam. So when a person like it puts on tzitzis, puts on a beged of arba kanfis, so in a sense, it's also an etzah where he is connected with all of the tarayag mitzvahs because of the due fact that mitzvah tzitzis itself is shkulik in negative kol mitzvahs, and also tzmakiv of the person. The person who puts it on is misatim batzitzis. Rashi says that, actually in Pasha Shalach, Rashi says that mitzvah tzitzis is koilelis, all of the tarayag mitzvahs. Interesting thing is, might not be aware that it's for this reason, being that mitzvah tzitzis represent the entire body, that's why the Arizal writes that in talis kotna should be no sleeves. We see that talis kotna on the sleeves. You think that someone just decided that way. Bemis, it's a particular design, the talis kotna. You have the hole in the middle, right? So you put the talis kotna over, but it's not made in the form like any other beged that has sleeves. Why? Talis is a beged. Why shouldn't it have any sleeves? Would be chaybet tzitzis. The answer is, al pi Arizal, the davkit should not. It should not have any sleeves. Why? Because it's not limited to any particular aver. Once you have sleeves, so now you have particular, for example, the hand, which fits into the tzitzis, which means it would be more pronounced than the rest of the guf. The idea is not to show any particular aver having more connection to the mitzvah tzitzis than the entire body. To be meramis, that the koyach of mitzvah tzitzis is to give chius to the entire body, to all of the ramachi vorim and shesa gidim of a person. As opposed to other mitzvahs, which we said correspond only to one particular mitzvah, one particular aver, but mitzvah tzitzis is not like that. It gives chiyus to the entire guf. And that's why taka there's akpada, not to have any sleeves, especially a talis godel. Especially a talis godel, which we realize, which is mamish, is malabish, the entire person. And the person says, hareini mesatev gufi batzitzis. You realize that is the lotion that is said before you put on a talis. Again, to denote the idea that the oiris and the koich achius that mitzvah tzitzis provides is not only to any particular eivorim, does not correspond only to one eivor, but basically it gives chius to the entire guf. And interesting to point out also that is also a reason why the custom is, even though it would seem al pi aloch, of course, it doesn't have any connection, but this is the minhag olam that one does not wear a talis godel, at least in many, many cultures, until you get married. A bocher does not wear a talis godel. Many, according to many minhagim. And the reason is because the kedusha of the mitzvah tzitzis, which provides all of these oiris, the oiris of the mitzvah to the entire guf of a person, is on such a high level that a person really cannot attain that shleimus without being married. Because the Zohar Kodesh says that it calls him on a person who's not married, he's called a plag gufa, he's called a half a guf, he's not an odom hasholem. And mamela, to take advantage of all of the tremendous oiris that a talis godel provides, a person who is a plag gufa does not have a base kibble to be able to receive it. You can only put into a kli according to the size of the kli. If you have half a kli, of course you can only put in half. A person, before he's married, the Zohar HaKadosh says he's considered to be a plag gufa. As is pointed out in the Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Bahar, it says, Barnash beloy itze palge gufa ihu. A person, Kozman, is not married, is considered to be a plag gufa, a half of a goof. So as a result, he's only a half of a goof. He's not able to receive the shleimus of the oiris that a talis godel is able to provide and is ready to provide. He can't receive it. He doesn't have that kli. So that's one of the reasons that a talis godel is not worn until a person actually is married. Now, the Arizal says another thing. He says that the kedusha of mitzvah tzitzis is on such a high level, as we say, hareini mesatev gufi batzitzis, and provides chiyus to the entire guf, to all of the remach evor, not just to one evor. It corresponds to everything. In contrast to what was mentioned from the Urachai Makodesh in Pashas Ekev, that each and every mitzvah, there's remach mitzvah session, right, and there's remach evorim, because each mitzvah corresponds to one particular evor. But there are certain mitzvahs that basically are koilo all of the remach evorim. And it's mentioned, mitzvah tzitzis is one of those, that's koilo everything. And the Arizal says that being that mitzvah tzitzis comes from such a high level, from such a high shayrish, that's why according to the Rizal, looking Shulchan Aruch in Tzitzis and Simachet, Rizal said that a talis kotna should be worn under the beged. In other words, the tzitzis themselves, people wear outside, those who wear. but the baguette itself, according to Arizal, should be mechusa. Why? Because it's mechusa. It's such a high madrega that the shayrish of mitzvah sittis, that is beyond our open understanding, and therefore the whole inyan, it's mechusa. It's mechusa. Therefore, you might see a lot of Hasidic shidin wear vests, and you have the talskutin underneath. The idea is, they wear the talskutin on the shirt, but they wear a vest over it. The idea that complies with the idea what the Arizal says, that the talskutin should be under the begit. So the yaitse that custom of the Arizal. Okay, that is by talskutin, but talskutin is so great that no mekatrigim can reach, if they can reach Bechlal, the idea of a talskutin, we're not worried about anything, that it can be tainted by any foreign sources. So Talos Godel Maisa is Begoli, but this is one Eitz Hechetimsa. So through the Mitzvah Tzitzis again, so we don't despair with the idea that we are at loss to be Mekayim all the Tariq Mitzvahs. At least there's a medium. We said either through Agdus Laftol Reacho Kamoicho, so we get credit for somebody else's Mitzvahs as well. And we pointed out also by the idea again through Mitzvah Tzitzis, where a person again becomes Kolu by being Mechusa. Which is Shkula Keneged Kol HaMitzvahs. Again, he's connected to all of the Tariq Mitzvahs. But interesting thing, more than the Koich HaHekev that Mitzvah Tzitzis provides is Mitzvah Sukkah. Mitzvah Sukkah, a person goes in with his entire goof, he goes into Sukkah. And Sukkah also, you might be aware, Chazal say, is Shkula Keneged Kol HaMitzvahs. As a matter of fact, those who say the Piyutim in the Machzer, in the Piyut of Yom Beis of Sukkah, it says, Ashrei Enosh Yase Zois Yechoshav Loi Kishoymer Kolatayr HaZois. That's the rhyme of the piyut. Ashrei Enosh Yase Zois, because when you do mitzvah sukkah, is Kishoymer Kolatayr HaZois. Again, another reference to another mitzvah, which is Koila all the Tariq mitzvahs. But not only that, but Lamaisa, a person enters the sukkah with his entire body, his entire goof. It's mentioned from the Shinya Baruf, the son of the sons of Baruf, writes in Sefer Devi Yecheskel. It's written there that he said, "Beleil Aleph Shel Sukkis Shibach Mitzvah Sukkah." He praised very much the Mitzvah Sukkah. Shekol HaMitzvahs, he says, all of the other mitzvahs, Hurak Al Eze Aver Meivorav Shel Adam Levad. Any other mitzvahs performed by one individual Aver, tefillin is on the head or it's on the hand, and so on and so forth. Aval Mitzvah Sukkah Makefes Eso Odom Kuloi. Mitzvah Sukkah basically surrounds the person. The entire person, as we'll have on the sheet soon from the Chakal Yitzchak, has a very wonderful pshat also promoting this idea of the Koichi Kedusha Mitzvah Sukkah, that it encompasses, and it's makif the entire person. Interesting thing, similar to Mitzvah Sukkah, which is unique, that a person goes in with his entire guf. Somebody asked one of the great tzaddikim, why is only Mitzvah Sukkah? What about a mikveh? Mikveh also, a person goes in with his entire body. That a tzaddik said, but not with your boots. In other words, Mitzvah Sukkah, you go in with all of your gashim yisol, so you elevate everything, all the materialism, everything. The blotter, he used to say, with the shtivel, you come with the boots, and you bring everything, and you're able to elevate the entire being, no matter what the situation is. You have an opportunity to receive the tremendous oiris of Kedusha through the Mitzvah Sukkah. In that sense, Mitzvah Sukkah is unique, that it's makiv the entire person, the entire goof of the person surrounded through Mitzvah Sukkah. Say Chazal in the Medrash, that possibly, similar to that is also Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Because when a person goes into Eretz Yisrael, right, when as soon as you step into Eretz Yisrael, your entire goof is in the avir of Eretz Yisrael. So in the same way as you enter a sukkah, so the mitzvah sukkah is makif, your entire goof, so to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, says the Medrash, that's the Sefri. The Sefri says in Parshas Reyeh, that it's makif, Eretz Yisrael is makif, a person mikol tzad, all around. More than anything, Rabbi Yisai, more than mitzvah sukkah that surrounds a person, more than yishuv Eretz Yisrael, right? A person steps into Eretz Yisrael with his whole goof, with the boots as well. More than sukkah, more than mitzvah sukkah, what is makif of a person? What kedusha surrounds a person more than that? Shabbos, the kedusha of Shabbos. A person is in the time zone of Shabbos. When Shabbos comes, you are in Shabbos. You are in the Yom HaShabbos. You are now existing in the Yom HaShabbos. All around you, the whole avir, the whole atmosphere, it's Shabbos. Shabbos, the Kiddusha, is makiv the entire person. And in a certain sense, the Svarim HaKadoshim write, Shabbos is also more beneficial to this aspect. Why? Because you see, Rabbi Yisai, a person who enters the sukkah has a choice to leave it. You go into Eretz Yisrael, you have a choice to leave it. You can't get out of Shabbos. Bismuth is Shabbos, you have no choice. You can make Shabbos a little earlier. Huh? And you can finish Shabbos a little earlier. At least you tried. But that's it. You can't get out of the Etzem Zman of Shabbos. Once you're in the Zman of Shabbos, once you mukif through Shabbos, so that is something which is there to stay. So that is the milah, the extra advantage that Shabbos has over the other mitzvahs. So kaponim, so these are the various oifanim that a person becomes mukif entirely. And Shabbos again also is keneged, is shokol keneged. We know that somebody is a mumer l'Shabbos, somebody is a machal Shabbos v'fresir, like a mumer l'chol ha-toyer v'kula. So again, Shabbos again represents also all of the tarayag mitzvahs. So there's a number of ideas and a number of particular mitzvahs which allows a person by being connected to those mitzvahs that thereby is not limited just to this particular mitzvah, but this basically is a shayrish and branches out and gives them a connection, gives them a shaychis to all of the tarayag mitzvahs. Now what we saw is, which we're going to get now in the Tanya, we're going to see that when a person is going to do mitzvahs, and was also mentioned before, he actually is not just connected to a mitzvah. When you do a mitzvah, you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. You have to realize a mitzvah is not a commandment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lahavdol, right? When you have a sar, you have a melech, who is gezerah, and gives a decree. So the melech is a melech, and his gezerah, that's a decree, that's a gezerah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah, basically, when a person is mekayim any mitzvah of the tarayag mitzvahs, by being mekayim a mitzvah, you actually are touching HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu and his mitzvahs are considered to be one and the same. As Sforah Magdoshim point out, and this is already mentioned in the Marsha, as a matter of fact, and also in the Arachayim HaKodesh, that mitzvah is Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Dalet Oisis of the word mitzvah. Because a chelik is mechusa and a chelik is begolui. The Vav Kei is open, the second half of the word mitzvah is Vav Kei. What's missing? Yud Kei. So Mem Tzadik of mitzvah, you know, in the system of Atbash, Aleph, Tov, Aleph corresponds to Tov. Then you have Bash, Beis, which is the second letter of Aleph Beis, corresponds to the second last. So Aleph, which is the first, corresponds to the last. The second to the second last. Gimel, right? Gimel, Resh. Atbash, Gar, Dak, right? Aleph, Tov, Beis, Shin, Gimel, Resh, Dalet, Kuf, and so on. Follow this system, you'll see that Mem corresponds to Yud, and Tzadik corresponds to Hey. So Mitzvah, Mem, Tzadik. Mem corresponds to Yud, the system, and Tzadik responds to Hey, so you have Yud Kei Vav Kei. So these are the Dalad Oisis of the Shem Avai, because when a person does a mitzvah, he's not just being Mekayim, a mitzvah, fulfilling a commandment, but actually he's connecting him, he becomes a Dovuk Bashem, because the essence of a mitzvah is actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So that is the idea, that a person is supposed to realize that when he's Mekayim a mitzvah, that he's actually connecting Mamish, he's connecting Mamish with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this knowledge alone, that by doing a mitzvah, it means you have an opportunity actually to stretch out and to touch a Kodesh Baruch Hu, should provide tremendous simcha to a person. This yediyah, this knowledge, what it means to be mekayim a mitzvah, it's not just I'm fulfilling a mitzvah, but it actually means that I'm not only visiting a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but I'm actually connecting, mamish, embracing a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's what Dovid HaMelech really said, that acha shalti meis Hashem, oisa avakesh lachzois benoyim Hashem, that he wanted to be zoichet actually to be margish and to experience the ne'imus and the sweetness of Torah and mitzvahs. And as we find, in fact, he was oiche, lulei teroscha shashua, as he says, odavadati b'yon, if not for the simchas ha-Torah, all the tzores of the melech said, it's only the Torah that actually gave him the chizuk and gave him the koich and the strength to be able to withstand all of his nesioinus, as he says many times. He says, anachemodim mizov umipoz, the Torah is more and more desirable than all the gold and jewels in the world, mimsukim mitvash, and so on and so forth. So the idea is that the emes is that this is the koyach of every yid, that ultimately to be zoich to madrege when you're mekayim mitzvahs, not just to do it b'teres gezeirah, but the zoich to be mekayim, to experience the tremendous simcha and the tremendous mesikis when a person does a mitzvah, because they're actually touching the zoich to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu when you do a mitzvah b'shleimus. It's said about the Moshe Leib Sasever. It's said that Moshe Leib Sasev kidua, he was oisik very much in the mitzvah pidyon shvuyim. So it was that many times, of course, you need a lot of siyata d'shamayi. It's not easy to be able to redeem prisoners. So he was mispalal all the time to be zoich for siyata d'shamayi. He was mispalal and many tanesim that he fasted to be zoich for siyata d'shamayi, to be able to be successful in his mission. So once when he comes to the house of one particular lord, a particular squire, who had imprisoned this particular yid, and it was in the middle of the suda, and they brought some food. He was machaberim. His machaberim Moshe Leib Sasser with some food. And being that he was so weak, that he hadn't eaten for such a long time, so it's like the Gemara says, Ochzei Bulmes. What happens is that when a person becomes tempted, like on Yom Kippur sometime, a person's fasting, he's very schwach, it's schwach that his eyes get dark. He's in a sort of like a sort of temporary blindness, because poshit, it's a much of a sakona. So he had a tremendous desire to eat, and it was mamish like a question, like he felt it was pekuach nefesh. But the moment he realized, hey, wait a minute, this is nevelus atreifus that they're giving me. So what did he do? So what he did was, he started to imagine the tremendous tanug that he has when he says nishmas kol chai. When he says nishmas kol chai, he was literally taken, removed from this world, and transported to an upper world, to a higher world, where there is a spiritual tanug which nothing in this world can compare. This is the way that he was able to substitute the tremendous temptation that he had in this particular matzah. But the food that was placed before him was ochzei bulmes. And to get out of that matzah was to basically relate and to connect to his spiritual experiences when he said nishmas kol chai. And like we say by every mitzvah, we say many times, V'hinoyam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, we're mispalel, V'hinoyam, we say. With the idea of V'hinoyam, we should be zoiche to experience the sweetness we're going to do in our mitzvah, that we should be able to do it to its fullest, be able to take out of it the maximum that a mitzvah is able to provide, halvai even a little bit. We say, V'hinoyam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu. L'mai said many times, Taka, we do a mitzvah, maybe Taka, we're not zoiche to experience the joy, we feel like it's a big burden. But L'mai said, Taka, we do it. The Sforam HaKadoshim point out that a person shouldn't fall into a yush. Because Adrabe, the more difficult it is to do a mitzvah, at that point the schar is also greater. We say also lefum tzara agra. So the more that a person, the emes, has to invest koiches in yegiyah to do a mitzvah, Adrabe should know that his schar is greater. But at the same time, even though he doesn't feel it, his neshama does. Now he does a mitzvah because the neshama, which is spiritual, receives the spiritual fuel, and that is the koich. That is the koich of the mitzvah that it does it. This time the averis block that he's not able to be margish, not able to feel it. But his neshama, deep down, demis is margish, the tremendous sweetness and the gewaldige ne'imus of doing a mitzvah. So now we move further. Let's go. Let's take a look in the Tanya as we go further. Again, it's Perek Dalet, the 6 lines from the bottom. We should take a look, just maybe a few items on the sheet. We're not going to do everything, but let's just take a look at a few items first. Let's take a look first at number 1. We mentioned about being mekayim all the mitzvahs, machshava, dibur, and maise. When we talk and think about mitzvahs that were mekayim bedibur, so we think about possibly tefillah and Torah. Now, also many people, of course, when they learn, you learn with your eyes. In other words, when people read, they don't say the words. Hardly read a newspaper, whatever a person reads, he reads by looking at it, and he absorbs the content. By Torah, there's a special inyan to say the words. Let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Okay, it is the Balatanya himself in Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek Beis. The Tanya as follows: the Cholodim. Now this is halacha that he says Hilchos Talmud Torah. The Cholodim Tzorach LeYizoyer. Said the Shulchan Aruch Harav. LaHoytzi Besfusav LaHashmiyah LiOznav Kol Ma Shelomit. Tanya says to really be mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah appropriately, a person should say the words. Should say the words to the point just loud enough that your ears should be able to hear it. Not just when you're learning Chumash, Mishnayis, Gemara, whatever you're learning. The only time he says when it's not shaykh to do it and you don't have to do it is when a person, let's say, stuck in trying to figure out the pshat, you don't have to verbalize all of the tzedodim that you're going to reject, until you get to the pshat. Can't mean like this, it can't mean like this. So that's the thinking process. But once the thinking process, right, has come to its conclusion, you already have a maskana, and now you're learning further. So when you're learning the etzem limud itself, you should say it b'sfosov, he says. Elim kem b'shas iyun lohovin dover meterch dover, unless when you're b'shas iyun. When you're busy, take your thinking it through, that you don't have to say with your words, because this is the thinking process. V'chol ma shaloymed b'hiru levad. Look what the Tanya says. Anything that you learn merely with your mind, with your machshoveh, the efshaloy lohoyti b'sfosov, and you have the opportunity to say it, to enunciate it, the enoy moitzi, enoy yoytzeloy b'limud ze. He says, mitzvahs, he said, mat yoytzi, this limud v'lemadet emoysom, as he says. That's a tremendous thing, he says. As it says, yomush sefer ha-toyer hazeh mipicho. So there's an aspect of limud ha-toyer that should be bepeh. Kemoy b'chol ha-mitzvahs ha-tuyiz b'dibur, and similar to all other mitzvahs that are dependent in dibur, that you are not yoytzi yidei choyvose b'hiru. Elim kein shomea, we have another klal. There's a local shomea koine, that if somebody else is saying it, you by listening, right, So there's a separate halacha. It's a shemei koyin. Am I listening? I get credit as if I said it because l'maisa somebody's actually saying it. But if no one is saying it in front of you, you yourself are merely being mechashiv b'machshove, then it's here, Rabbi Alma, in such a way, he says, then you would not be yotze, those mitzvahs that need dibur. Then he says further, fascinating thing. Ach im yotze b'sfosof. He says, when you actually say the words, right? When you actually say the words with your lips, you speak out the words, afal pi sheino mevin, even though you may not understand the content of what you're learning, afilo perish amilus, he says, even though you don't understand that, nipnei shua moretz hareza mekayim mitzvahs shemekayim mitzvahs talmud Torah. In other words, if a person opens up a chumash, he's an amoritz, not a chiver, he doesn't know, and you didn't have all the perush, you didn't have any art scroll, anything like that either. There's nothing to fall back on. So etzem saying the etzem fact that you're saying words of Torah, you're mekayim mitzvahs talmud Torah. The havon is a separate part of it. By Torah shebiksav, this is what the poskim say. Talking about Torah shebiksav, learning Torah shebiksav, the etzem word saying the words of Torah shebiksav anywhere in Tanakh, Torah neviim eksuvim, by saying the words, you're mekayim mitzvahs talmud Torah. Tarashaini, he says, you lose out a lot, he says, if you're only mechashiv, behiru ba'almud. So this is the idea. So we're talking about the mekayim mitzvahs b'dibur, machshava dibur ma'isa. A very essential component of that is when you're talking about limud ha-Torah. As Shulchan Aruch Rav says, limud ha-Torah should be learned b'peh. You should say it. The Gemara says in Erevin, besides of the others, gulis. He's talking about the etzem mitzvah, which is the most important thing, to be mekayim the mitzvah properly. But besides that, the Gemara talks about the gulis, remembering. A person who learns Torah without saying the words, just looking at it, like cruising through it with your eyes, screening it with your eyes, it's much easier to forget it. Ki chayim heim lemoitziyeyem, altikul lemoitziyem lemoitziyem bepiv, the Gemara says. Torah is chayim lemoitziyem bepiv, when you actually say the words out with your mouth. But many years ago, probably 30 years ago, when the Matzah Dov Aruv, Zichron Levrucha, he said once, he says, you know, Paul talks about Mamar Har Sinai. It says, Pentishkaches Advarim, it says, Asher Roe Enecho. He says, Pentishkaches Advarim, you might forget the Torah. You know why? Asher Roe Enecho, you only looked with the eyes. You didn't say it out. If you're only using your eyes, he says, look, we have like you're reading a book, he says, then, he says, you may forget what you're learning. His gula for Zikaran is to say it out, bepeh, to say the words. Pentishkaches Advarim, he said, Asher Roe Enecho, because you only look with the eyes. Now, as we go further here, what we mentioned here, the idea of being mekayim the tayag mitzvahs, ba'achdus, we mentioned from this to Machmoshe, I just have it on the sheet also here, this is from the Mor v'Shemesh in the Yonim of Shavuos. So you can see it yourself, that's basically the same idea, that through the koich of achdus, every yid gets credit for each other's mitzvahs. But what's fascinating is another idea, which you have it in number 3, from the Derech Pekudecho here, and that's from the Baal B'nai Yisoschur. B'nai Yisoschur himself wrote a sefer, among many others, he wrote a sefer Derech Pekudecho, which we also quoted last week as well. And he says as follows. He says, Oid yesh takone. There's another takone of how a yid is able to be mekayim all the tarayag mitzvahs. Because the hinei kol mitzvah, because the truth is, every mitzvah kalula metarayag mitzvahs. Every mitzvah, no mitzvah is alone in isolation. Al ken yoimar. Therefore a person should say, koidim kol mitzvah, hamizdamenes loy. Before a mitzvah comes before him, he should have in mind, shemechavin lekayim hatarayag mitzvahs hatluyim bo. Should be mekayim all the other tarayag mitzvahs that are connected with it. Thereby, he'll have some takona to be mekayim those mitzvahs that are circumstantial and doesn't have the circumstances. He doesn't have a son for pidyon aben. He doesn't have a son to be mekayim mitzvahs mila. But at least, he says, if he has in zin when he does other mitzvahs, that to be mekayim the tayag mitzvahs hatluyim bo, so by doing any mitzvah, it will somehow connect with all of the other mitzvahs as well. And then he goes on and points out specifically there are mitzvahs who are known for that. Ubeprotius, especially Yizdaris Moid, Lihoizor, Vizoris, Boisan Amitzis, Shamru Chazal, particularly those mitzvahs the Chazal have told us, Shem Shkulim Kechol Amitzis. Dainik Egon Tzitzis. Shamru Chazal say like this. Tzitzis Begematria Tofresh, right? Tzitzis is 600. Then you have the Ches Chutim, the 8 strings. Then you have the Heik Sharim, the 5 knots. It's the Gematria Tayag. The Hoirois, Sheshkula, Kitayag Mitzis. The Chain, Yezor Bishmir Shabbos. Kishabbos also. Is connected kol ha-Torah kula, b'chol ha-protim v'dikdukim. V'chaim b'sukkah, as we pointed out. V'yachavim gam, v'cham l'tzeiz gam yideyos an ha-mitzvah shlo nidam l'lois, when a person is mekayim Shabbos, when a person is mekayim sukkah, when a person is mekayim tzitzis. But the B'nai Sotra says even every mitzvah, at least in a subtle form, maybe not as pronounced as Sukkot Shabbos, as Chazal have told us, that every mitzvah is really connected with each and every other mitzvah. So when you do a mitzvah, you have in mind that by doing this mitzvah, you also want to have a schus in all the tarik mitzvahs that are connected and related to this mitzvah. But that's one nekuda. And then he comes up with another idea. And he says he has this bekabola, the Messiah. Oid kabalti, says the B'nai Sotra further. Shishtabel moid, what a person should do is to be mekayim at least hamitzvah reshoyne v'achroyne shebetayre. You know, somebody, you know, somebody has a fat book to read, so he decides he'll read the first page and the last page, you know. At least he'll make a quick seeing. So there is such a situation, he says, under circumstances where you can't do all the mitzvahs in between, by doing the first mitzvah, which is pruvu, and the last mitzvah, which is ksivas sefer Torah. So he says, the mekubal hadorah b'yad chachmi Yisrael, because it's mekubal, he says, for example, if somebody finds himself that he's not able to learn an entire sefer, so there's a Kabbalah, there's a shtikl eitzah, he says. A shtikl eitzah, what is the eitzah? If you're not capable of learning an entire mesechta, for example, so it's an interesting thing, he says, at least learn the first and the last blot. It's a very amazing thing. He says, al kei mitzara hechrechu, so therefore, under pressure, hurak matzchelu mesayim, v'yechoshev lifnei haboyre kilu lomed hakoil. A very, very fascinating thing. Very fascinating. Sort of like a shortcut because no fault of your own. You have no brayre. So at least do what's mekan to have a shaykhis in the all-encompassing mitzvah or with the all-encompassing limud. The eshten blat mit letzten blat, he says. Al-kein, therefore, he says, ha-minig. Look, he explains something that we all know, but now you understand it. He says, al-kein ha-minig ha-noig b'chol tfutas Yisrael. There's a minig among klal Yisrael when it comes to leil matan teresenu. You know, this is called something as a tikkun. In America, you know, people don't say tikkun. You have a lot of different shiurim. But Amul Yidin used to say tikkun, tikkun leil shvuas. You know how the format of the tikkun works? You have every parish in the Torah. You don't have the whole sedra. You have a little bit in the beginning, a little bit in the end, and that's the way it goes. And that's your parish, that's your sedra. And so on by the mesachtis, and so on as the tikkun goes on. That is the basis of this minhag, he says. The leil matan terisein olahatzchel asayim mekol sifra etanach umishisha sidra mishne. We try in one night at least to have a chelik in siyum kol ha-toyrim, whether it's Torah shebiksav and also Torah shebalpeh. How? By doing a little bit from the in the beginning, doing a little bit at the end. We do this both by Torah shebiksav, we do it inside by Torah shebalpeh, and thereby in Shavuos night alone, we sort of were makiv kol ha-toyrim kula to have a shach to the entire Torah. So v'im kein, he says, lefizeh who adin benidin didon. So therefore, also in our situation, a yid who finds himself, and every yid is not capable as a yochid to be mekayim all the tayyik mitzvahs, what should he do? So he says, kim she mekayim ha-mitzvahs shein ha-scholas ha-toyre, v'soifo, yuchshiv ha-ma'at lifnei ha-boyre, kilu kiyem ha-koil machma she'ein ha-meniyem imenu, because it's not his fault. That's a very fascinating idea. B'nai Sotra says this. The next piece we're going to skip over, which is the Sfasemes, by the way, we go further. He basically advances the idea that Shabbos, when a yid is mekayim Shabbos, which is shokol kol ha-toyre kula, a person receives tikkun, the entire guf, all of his remach evorim, all of his shesogidin, says this Sfasemes in Parash Mishpatim, this week's Parasha, as you'll see it, but Sfasemes advances this point that we mentioned Shabbos, if a person is mekayim Shabbos ki hul chosoy, it's mesakin not only one particular raver or any particular raver, but rather Shabbos is mesakin the entire person. That is the inyan. We go here to number 5. Let's take a look here. It's just a wonderful pshat because we know this Gemara. Just interesting to see how the Chakal Yitzchak, which is the Spinker Rebbe, one of the greatest Rebbes, you know, before the Mulchama, before the war, lived in Munkach as well. The son of the Imre Yosef. The Yesh Leimer, he says, Behegdim HaGemara Bavoy Dizor Dav Gimel. You know, the Gemara tells us, Lassad Loboy, what happens is that the Umas Oilam will come with a Taina and say, why, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, didn't you force us? Klum kafis aleinu har kegigas. They'll say with a Taina, Emes, we didn't want to accept the Torah. As we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and he offered the Torah to Yishmael, he offered the Taisav. And he didn't want it. He said, Maksibbo, which tightened the Torah. But then they'll come with a Taina and say, listen, so we didn't want it. Why didn't you force us? Didn't you do the same thing to the Bnei Yisrael, to Klal Yisrael? Kof aleinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sahar kegigas, vayshatsu v'takta sahar. The Rav took the mountain and raised it above them. So the Messiah will say, you should have forced us also. So he points out, Yankov Galinsky, a very well-known Mashgiach in Eretz Yisrael, he said that during the wartime, said there were two Ashirim, he says, there were two Ashirim. He says, but it was very hard to get money out of them. A little bit, they would donate a little bit. There was many times that budget, there was a lot of desperation, and you could only get a certain amount. They wouldn't give more than they always gave. Ultimately, then, when the Germans came in and they were taking the concentration camp and all of their assets were confiscated, they were mamish left with nothing, and the mamish being taken to the gas chamber. So Bianca Galinsky says he was there with them, got it. So a few days before, they knew what their fate was. So they went over to him, to Bianca, and he says, a few months ago, a half a year ago, he says, when you came to us for tzedakah and we refused to give it, why'd you put a gun to our heads and make us give it? He says, just look what happened now. Everything we had is taken away from us anyway. At least, had we given it up, would have gone for tzedakah. Um, so Elam also say, forced, you should have forced us. We didn't want to. We had no seichel. Klum kafis aleinu zahake gigis. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll give you a second chance. I'm going to test you. What's going to be the test with? Mitzvah sukkah. So here's the Chakal Yitzchak explains this. This test with mitzvah sukkah. So what the lover yevakshu mesoylan, the mesoylan will say, t'nolonu mereish, give us a second chance, v'naseno. Let's start all over again. V'yom HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay. And the lashon of the Gemara is, I have a mitzvah kala. I have a very easy, a simple mitzvah for you to do. Let's if you pass the test. It's not a hard test. Let me see even a simple mitzvah. Easy mitzvah. The sukkah shema. L'chu v'asu aysa. So the kasha, the Chakal Yitzchak asks, why is sukkah called a mitzvah kala? The kasha, lama dafke mitzvah sukkah, not telling them, first of all, v'lo yishara mitzvah. Why is it dafke mitzvah sukkah? And the Chakal is going to answer, why is this considered to be a mitzvah kala? Bishleimar. So he says the follows, because hine yo asiyas ha-mitzvahs, because regarding all of the Taryag mitzvahs, shenota lona abayri is baruch shemoy, we know our mikachin ha-evarim, every mitzvah is mikadish the evarim shoysa ben ha-mitzvah. A mitzvah that you perform with your hands, the hands become mekudish. A mitzvah that you use your head becomes mekudish. A mitzvah that you use your feet, tchar alicha, your feet become mekudish. The particular aver that's mekayim the mitzvah gives kedusha to that aver. V'zeh, and that's the pshat, mashonu oimrim, we say, ashkidishonu b'mitzvaysa, very simple. The mitzvah is mekadish, the aver that performs the mitzvah. The ha-mitzvah is mekachin oisonu. Well, the marshal, ayde anocha tfilin miskachin hayad v'horosh, ayde achilas matzu moroi miskachin ha-peh u'beis ha-bliya, right, where we swallow, u'kidoyme, call aver v'aver miskadish al da mitzvah nasis boy. Avaloim motzinu, but we do not find shekol ha-guf yikon satoch mitzvah achas. But you don't find that the entire guf should be able to enter into one mitzvah. Zulas mitzvah sukkah, shekol ha-guf nichnas miskadish b'soichol. Like we mentioned before, mitzvah sukkah is a mitzvah that the entire guf. So mitzvah sukkah is mekadish not only one particular aver, mitzvah sukkah is mekadish the entire guf. Okay, so therefore, kshebikshu mishoylam tano alonu mirosh v'naseno, v'nu mishoylam asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us a second opportunity, kedei liskadish al deh mitzvahs. Right? Give us an opportunity where we will become sanctified through the mitzvahs, Ilamola HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nosin Lehem Mitzvah Proteus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give any other individual mitzvah Lekachom or Yitzrichin Zman Rab would take a long time Lekayim Kol HaMitzvahs Kedei Liskadish, because one mitzvah only is Mekadish piecemeal. Each mitzvah is Mekadish only that particular aver. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adrabah wanted to give them an opportunity where they can attain Kedusha with one mitzvah for the entire guf. I'm even giving you that opportunity. I'm not going to ask you to do individual mitzvahs where each mitzvah therefore has to build up until you have more kedusha, more kedusha, more kedusha. I'll give you one mitzvah. That's what's called a mitzvah kala. Because through one mitzvah, through the medium of one mitzvah, you're able to attain and receive kedusha that you might have to, against that, be mekayim so many more mitzvahs. And here with one mitzvah alone, mitzvah sukkah alone, is able to achieve all of that kedusha. In that sense, it's called a mitzvah kala. So therefore he says, V'alkein omalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzvah kala yeshli, rotza leimer. What do you mean it's kala? Easy for what? What do you mean it's easy? It means shebenekel yuchlu kol ha'ivarim l'skadish al yoda. It's going to be easy for all of the ivarim to receive kedusha v'sukkah shema. Kal yidei shiskansu b'chol ha'guf l'toik ha'sukkah, yiskadish kol ha'guf v'pamachas. V'chein omar rabbeinu ha'kodesh ha'divrachayim mitzans. He brings from the sons of Ruf, divrachayim otamul gizuk. V'hagam da talas shel tzitzis mechase gamkin roi v'aguf. L'choy re-tzitzis does the same thing. We spoke about tzitzis a moment ago. L'choy tzitzis also covers the entire guf. Avol Pikein said, the sons of Ruf said, Ein haraglayim nechnosim l'toicha. The feet don't go into the mitzvah of tzitzis. The body, the goof goes into the mitzvah of tzitzis. It's covered by the tzitzis. But nish the feet. Sukkah with the foot. With the foot. With the feet. Entire body. Ashenken ha-sukkah de gamar haraglayim nechnosim l'toicha. V'lo yoid. Ela da sukkah kulo shemes ha-gdoishim. The entire sukkah is shemes ha-gdoishim. V'karkoes ha-sukkah. And the kark of the sukkah gamkin shoyre b'toicha Shemes Hakdoshim Ki Yedua. He's saying it Bekitza Ki Yedua. Ki Yedua, the Svarim Hakdoshim say, you know that Sukkah is the Gematria Tzadik Aleph, 91. 91 is the shiluv between the two shemes, the kri and the ksiv of the Shem Havaya. The Shem Havaya is yud kei vav kei, but we don't read it that way. How do we read it? Adne. Okay, Shem Havaya is 26. Adne, the way we read it, is 65. So if you take together both shemes, Shem Havaya, which is 26, and Adne, the way we read it, take the kri and the ksiv, it's 91. The gematria of sukkah. Sukkah is the all-encompassing of the shemes hakadoshim, which amounts. The Shem Sukkah amounts both to the Shem Havaya and the Shem Adne. So when a person basically goes into the Sukkah, he attains and he connects with all of the Shemes HaKadoshim that are involved with Sukkah. Hashem Yizborach Tivolonu Lichnois L'toich HaSukkah Lidrois Aleim. Because Rav asks us to step into the Sukkah. Why? Kedei L'Kadishenu L'Tareinu L'Chaper B'Shoeinu. So I want to show you very interesting. So he spoke about here, he mentions here Mitzvah Tzitzis. He mentions here Mitzvah Sukkah. We also mentioned before Eretz Yisrael, going to Eretz Yisrael. Sasemis, we mentioned the Yin of Shabbos. Shabbos. Eretz Yisrael wasn't mentioned yet. Take a look at the Likutei Imrei Emes. That leads us to this final Inyan that we brought out. In the Sefer Likutei Imrei Emes, there's a whole Sefer besides the Imrei Emes Alatayra, there's a separate Sefer called Likutim of the Imrei Emes. They bring it as follows. Isa, this is free. Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael is also Shekula Keneged Kolamitzah Shebetayra. It's compared to all of the mitzvahs. Why? Says the Imrei Emes, Vatam, Bipnei Shekol Mitzvah Hil Zman. Any other mitzvah that you do is a Zman. Tefillin is only B'yoyim, not B'layla. It's not on Shabbos, not on Yontif, and so on. Each and every mitzvah has a particular Zman. However, he says, Aval HaYoshev Eretz Yisrael Hu Tomei B'Torcha Mitzvah. A person who's Yoshev and Sol 24 hours a day. It's 24-7. There's not a moment, there's not a rega that he's not doing the mitzvah. Any other mitzvah, you're only doing it, first of all, only when you're doing it. When you're not doing it, you're not doing it. And even when you want to do it, you can't always do it. It's totally bizman. Every mitzvah has a particular zman. However, yeshiva is Eretz Yisrael. Whenever you are in Eretz Yisrael, calls man Eretz Yisrael, continuously, the mitzvah, basically, it's self-perpetuating. Brings the Imre Emes, Finzan Zayden, says the Keni, he says, Hachidush Arim Zal, says, my Zaydech Dushurim said, Omar, Sheyesh Tarayag Mitzvahs, Kenege Tarayag Eivorim Vegidim. That we heard already. We know about that. But the mitzvah, of course, when a person does a mitzvah, she'oise, evshel kaddish, so aver hamachum can go to mitzvah. Like the Archaim HaKadosh said in Parshas Ekev. Every mitzvah corresponds to an aver. So when you do a mitzvah, right, you fuel and you give chiyus and kedusha to that particular aver only. However, said the Chiddush Arim, but by the mitzvah, shomru aleh chazal, but those mitzvahs, the chazal have said, sheshkule can get kol ha-mitzvahs. But those particular mitzvahs that Chazal said are shokul, can I get all of the mitzvahs? You're going Shabbos with tzitzis, evsher lekadish is kol hoivorim. That is not limited to any particular raver. Kemoikein lefi divra sefri, evsher al yedei yeshivas eretz yisro, it's possible. So yeshivas eretz yisro lehalois ulekadish is kol hoivorim, all of the eivorim. So these are fascinating things that you see where a person is able to get so much more out of one mitzvah where the entire goof is able to receive kedusha. There's so many different avenues, some a little more than others. But Kaponim, as the Bnei Sotcha also said, at least when we do a mitzvah, it doesn't take much to be mechavim, that when I do this mitzvah, I should also have fulfillment in all of the mitzvahs that are connected with this mitzvah. The Tayyag mitzvahs hatluyim bo. And that way we'll also be touching and somehow having something to do and a connection with all of the Tayyag mitzvahs. So with the remaining moments, let's just go a little bit, let's get started at least a little bit, and let's see if I do what we can do here. Said the Tanya further, okay, this is Perek Daled, six lines from the bottom. So Tanya spoke about against the three levushim, about the three garments. The three levushim that the neshama is clothed by, in other words, machshava dibra maise. All the mitzvahs you perform by machshava, create a levush. All the mitzvahs that you perform by dibur, create a levush. All the mitzvahs you perform by maise, create a levush. Says the Tanya, I want you to know, the idea that the Tanya wants to advance here is b'derach klal to show us the tremendous contrast, by the way, between the levush that we're referring to, the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs become the levushim. They become the garments of the neshama. The soul, the nefesh, becomes clothed with the mitzvahs. With which mitzvahs? All the mitzvahs b'machshove, all the mitzvahs b'dibur. So it's like three layers of clothing. Like a person wears an undershirt and a shirt and an overcoat and jacket. Right? The three layers of clothing. So you have these other three layers. Machshove, dibur, and maise. But you have three levushim. You have three levushim you have. Now, b'derach klal, in the physical world, the clothing, no matter how expensive they are, are less choshev than the person who wears it. The person is a human being. The clothing, as expensive as it has to be, faket, the that the levush is a tofel, is supposed to be malabish the person. Now, the person is the item that's choshev. The person that's choshev is clothing himself, right? He's clothing himself with garments to beautify him. So the wearer, the person who wears the levushim, is always more choshev than the actual levush. So you might think that the neshama, which is wearing the levushim, namely the mitzvahs are the garments, so you'll think that the neshama is more choshev than the mitzvahs, because the mitzvahs are only the levushim. The mitzvahs are only the garments. And always the garments are less choshev than the one who wears them. Says the Tanya, in this case it's not so. Not in the spiritual world. As choshev as the neshama is, it's not as choshev as the mitzvahs. The levushim are more choshev than the neshama that's wearing those levushim. Fakir, the levushim enhance the cheshivas of the neshama. Because the neshama really is not as choshev as the neshama is. And this is something that's discussed for another time, which how could it be? Didn't the Tanya say, we learned already in previous prakim, but the Tanya said that the neshama is a chelik alakai mimal. That the neshama is a shtik, it's a chelik of a kodesh baruch hu mamish. So if the neshama is a chelik alakai mimal, and the Tanya said everybody's neshama is a chelik alakai mimal. So if the neshama is a chelik alakai mimal, and the Tanya said mamish. So how can the mitzvahs be choshever than the neshama, where the neshama itself is a chelik alakai mimal? So we'll leave that aside now. But let's see how the Tanya develops this idea. Says the Tanya very quickly. These three garments that are derived through the Torah and through the mitzvahs that a person is mekayim, even though they are called, right? We called them, we refer to them merely as garments, right? We refer to them as levushim. Don't make a mistake and think that since we call them levushim, that they are less choshev and the neshama is more choshev. No. Im kol zeh, nevertheless, he says, Gvoya ugidoyla ma'alosom, v'ein keitz v'soif, the quality and the cheshivas of the garments of the levushim, he says, v'ein keitz v'soif means they are infinitely higher and greater. They are much greater and much choshever, he says, al malas nefesh ruach and neshama atzmon. They are greater than that of the nefesh, ruach, and the neshama themselves. And what is this based on? Where do I get this? That the levushim, meaning the Torah mitzvahs, are choshever than the nefesh, ruach, and neshama that a yid possesses. How's it shayach? Says the Tanya, because you don't understand what it means, a mitzvah. You don't understand what Torah means. Do you know what Torah means? Because kemoshikosu b'zoyar. Because the Zoyar says, the oiraisa, the kutcha berichu kulo chad. The Zoyar says, Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are one. It's not there's Torah and there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. Torah is essence, is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's the essence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kibiyochel, kibiyochel. I mean, the mouth, you can't find the right words to say it, you know. But l'sabr soizen, in order just to understand it, l'havel, when you have a label, when you have a label on a bottle, right, and the label has the ingredients written, which tell us what is the makeup, what is the essence of the pills or the item that's inside the bottle. What is kibiyochel, the ingredients, kibiyochel, of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Torah is part of a Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. Raisa, the kutcher brichu kulochat, perish. You know what that means? It means very simply. It means the Raisa, when you talk about Torah, he chachmosoi uritsoina shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. Torah is the wisdom, and it's the rotzen, means it's the will of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And memela, va Kodesh Baruch Hu, bechvoido beyatzmoi kulochat. And therefore it is one with a Kodesh Baruch Hu's covet when with a Kodesh Baruch Hu's essence. He talks about Torah is the Chochmah and the Rotzen of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now Chochmah is the study of Torah. The Psak Halacha. In other words, whether Chayit, Potter, Kosher, Treifa, that is the Rotzen. Because Kodesh Baruch Hu wants, right, this should be the way a person should be Noyik. So in Torah you have the study of Torah, which is Chochmah Soy. And then you have the Rotzen. The Rotzen is what the Torah wants from you when you study Torah. The Torah says, now, be Hashem Shabbos. Do this. Don't do that. And so on and so forth. That's called Ritzoinoi. This is all part of the same Torah. You have the study of Torah, and then you have the Psak Halacha, the Torah demands of us. One is called Chochmosoi. The study is called Chochmosoi. And the Psak Halacha, the direction that the Torah wants us, it gives us, that is Ritzoinoi Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, because Ki Hu HaYudeya Vuhu HaMadeh. Because known by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no separation between the knower and the knowledge and the subject matter. By human being, you know, you have the moyach is the brain, and then the knowledge, right, is something that the brain acquires, and so on and so forth, right? The brain is the ability. But by Kosh Baruch Hu, all aspects are the same. The knower and the knowledge, everything. Everything is one and the same. It's all chad, as we learned above already. And Mamele, being that the Torah is Chochmoso Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being that the Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intellect, Mamele, it's one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And when a person unites himself with Torah, it means he unites himself with the Rabbeinu Shlomo himself. Now, you can't get higher than that. The elevator reaches the top floor. You can't go any higher. If you already unite with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where else are you going to go? Where are you going to go? So when a person is involved with Torah, which Torah is Chachmoso Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the definition of Chachmoso Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that this, in essence, is a Rabbeinu Shlomo. Because Hu HaYedeya, as the Rambam says, as he quotes, Hu HaYedeya Hu Hamad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is, it's all the same. It's all part of him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one, is the knower, and also the subject that is to be known. All is all part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So if I, as a Yid, unite with Torah, I'm uniting with the Rabbeinu Shlomo. And if I'm uniting with the Rabbeinu Shlomo, then I'm... So the mitzvahs of the Torah, which is the Torah itself, Mamela, has to be higher than the Neshama, because the Torah itself is the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Mamela, being that the Torah itself is the essence, so the Levushim that I am placing over my Neshama through the Torah mitzvahs, in essence, I'm bringing the Shechina upon myself. And therefore, in this case, the Levushim are not lower than the person who wears it, but in fact, the Levushim are higher. So we'll just stop here for now, because next week we'll elaborate on this a little.